Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that exist are ordained by God. Whoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist shall receive for themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Do you want to be free from fearing the government? Do that which is good, and you'll have praise from them. For he is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he doesn't carry the sword for nothing. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute anger on him that does evil. So you must be subject, not only for anger, but also for conscience' sake. So for this reason pay taxes also, for they are God's ministers, always at work on this very thing. Therefore give to all what is due, taxes to whom taxes are due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Don't owe anyone anything except to love each other, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not testify falsely, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is briefly included in this saying, specifically, you shall love your neighbor like yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we became believers. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore throw off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in sex sins and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't make provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.